the Business Zone of Kello News Talk, 1320, 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 699 in our original It's Your Business series.
Pushing the big 700.
Yeah, are you ready for that next hour?
You're getting close there, Bill. Yeah. And I'm ready to roll, baby.
And appropriately, the 700th is the Ag Show with South Dakota's economy, led by agriculture that's growing, and we'll explain why. We've got some guests that are going to kind of explain some new things maybe you haven't heard. Our 599th show was actually February 25th with the Addiction Recovery, Tallgrass, Face It Together, that we work with in this community. And that show, just let me talk just a couple of seconds, included a former nurse, Carrie, who voluntarily surrendered her nursing license after being investigated by the South Dakota Board of Nursing. Carrie explained that she would take pre-filled syringes home, that that was a better way for her to take care of it than throwing them away. And Gloria Damgaard, executive director, also appeared on the show, and both of them talked about the fact that we don't have that many nurses and others that are professional losing their licenses, even though there are many, many more that are in prescription drugs. That sets up our live show Friday, 9 to 11 at Tallgrass. The Summer Sober is on Saturday. Show 600 was the golf show. We did it with the new Hilton Garden Elements on 8th. So what's up in 699? How about Jerry Berg, Intech? An update on all of the restoration needed in homes following the latest round of storms. We'll talk with others today, including Julian Edwards from Connecticut. We'll talk with Pfeiffer Implement. And let's see, a guy named Ryan from Bros is in the studio. Brought me some nuts. I guess there's probably 700 nuts in there. We'll see if we can take
care
of
those.
Yeah, I know. Keep those away from Rev. But we start the hour with Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. Jody, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. Wow, I think you plan your content out as much as I do. You've got it figured out.
Sometimes you have to do that.
You absolutely do.
You know, your story last week dealt with the diversity that pretty much was in play with women in banking and other professional services. Where are you going this week?
We're going east this week, Bill. We're going to look at this growing east side corridor on 10th Street, which becomes Arrowhead Parkway the farther east you go. I don't know if you've driven out that way lately, but if you do, you will see a number of businesses that either have just opened or are getting ready to open, particularly on the retail side of things. I mean, we've said for years that east side is the next wave of retail, and certainly we saw some key retail anchors go in recent years, the Target and the Kohl's and the movie theater out at the Dolly Farm development. But what we're starting to see now are some of those retail centers along 10th Street filling up. In some cases, this is new construction. There was a mattress firm, for example, that just opened over the weekend in a new strip mall. That's across the street from Walmart, so at about Foss and Arrowhead. And soon it will be joined by a Noodles and Company and a Firehouse Subs. So, I mean, it's full, and they're barely finishing construction there. Another one is a redevelopment, nice redevelopment project at the former Mint Casino site that has totally transformed that particular piece of 10th Street in the neighborhood of 10th and Bonson. So the Mint Casino will be moving in there, knocking over their current building, and then they will be joined by a number of other restaurants, Jimmy John's and Lick the Spoon, which specializes in pot pies. Only one vacancy left there. So just a number of these stories, though, all along 10th Street that we're going to look at why the momentum and what's next for that particular part of town in Wednesday's cover story.
Well, you may want to stick around because we're going to talk restaurant with Ryan here in a minute from Bros, one of my favorites, just
fantastic.
Partway between you and I here in downtown Sioux Falls. Other
I'm
breaking
kind of your
news.
Neighbor downtown. I got a little restaurant news for you, too.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I know people love it. So, you know, we tend to chase a lot of these restaurant updates. And this morning's deals with a national chain called Wingstop, as you might guess. The specialty is chicken wings. So traditional boneless wings, chicken sandwiches, and that kind of thing. And their plan is to open hopefully by the end of August, early September. And they're going to go in a strip mall at 27th in Minnesota. next to Profile by Sanford, that former Blockbuster video site over there. And Jimmy John's is over in that strip mall, too. So construction is going to start on Wingstop soon. It's a local franchisee. The plan here is to see how that first one does, as they often do, and then maybe look at some future locations in Sioux Falls. So watch for Wingstop.
We will. Jody Schwan, you'll join us on Friday?
I will.
Looking forward to it. You have a good week.
Thank you. You too, Bill. Thanks.
Ryan from Bros is with us this morning. Always restaurant news, but you guys are different. Don't
how
you
so?
You've got the cuisine. You've got the parties. You're right beside the pavilion. You've got all
okay,
of those
absolutely.
Good
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's that patio time of year where you've got the music, the parties.
Yes, sir.
Don't you agree you're different?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just didn't want to be the one to say it.
Well, see, that's what...
That's where you come in.
They let me do that.
Gotcha.
From time to time.
All right.
But you've also got a text program.
We do.
On Lunch. Tell me about that. How does that work?
Basically, what happens is through Midwest Communications here, several different stations that I work with, you can text Bros to 35270, and then you're sent back offers. I give you deals. Anything from $5 off a Bro Burger at lunch to free dessert with the purchase of an entree at lunch, 20% off of larger parties, four or more. You know, I give you deals, and then just stay tuned and bring your phone in, show my staff the offer, and
that's
you get it.
Takes.
That's all it takes. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right? And then you get different ones every week. It's pretty nice.
All right. This was Father's Day weekend.
Was.
Okay. How do you plan for a Father's Day versus a Mother's Day?
Well, okay. Well, there's two holidays every year that everybody wants to go out to
eat. There goes the nuts, by the way.
I see him.
I see him.
There's two holidays every year everybody goes out to eat. I think the two biggest ones are New Year's Eve and Mother's Day. Now, for whatever reason, I think Father's Day, usually fathers want to stay at home and they want to grill or whatever. But how you plan for it, you know, it's always on a Sunday, so we do breakfast on Sundays, and then, of course, barbecue on Sunday nights. So we knew that both those were going to be a little inflated, and that's essentially how you plan for it. I mean, it's pretty easy. Bros is pretty – it lends itself well to man food, if that makes any sense to you.
Man food?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got the beer, we've got barbecue on Sunday nights. You know, we just did a couple features and whatnot, promoted them on Facebook, and
it's there,
absolutely.
332 South Phillips,
yes, sir.
Not very far from where you're sitting right now.
Not at all.
Just a short walk downhill.
One block. Yep.
Make it all come together.
Downhill this way, if you're heading north.
Well, whichever way you think is, you know, if you've had lunch, everything is downhill.
Everything's from downhill. There.
It makes it easy. The cuisine.
Yeah.
You mentioned a little of it, but you got a little New Orleans side of it, too.
I do. Yeah, I mean, that's where I grew up. So, I mean, that definitely influences my food. Not to say that it's overly spicy. That's a common misconception. I definitely am not afraid of a little spice, but I wouldn't go as far as to say that the cuisine is spicy or Cajun cuisine. But it's definitely
certainly
influenced.
Not the spice you'd find in the South in Cajun country.
Not at all. Not at all.
But if you wanted to doctor it to that,
right?
You could probably show them a trick
or
two.
I could.
That would knock their socks off.
I would oblige.
I like that.
I would.
We talk about you being near the Washington Pavilion.
Yeah.
Some real advantages there with all the players that you've had in your building.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had some great musicians down there and whatnot, and we're going to have more. You know, the middle two Wednesdays of every month, we do patio parties out on our patio or indoors, you know, weather depending. But we bring a lot of great acts in.
Parties. You have other parties for businesses. We
for
talk
businesses,
about that
yeah.
over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But why not a summer party?
Oh, yeah, why not? That's what I'm saying. Anything you got going on, bring your clients in for lunch, bring your employees down on a Friday for a few beers. We definitely cater to all kinds, all sizes.
Ryan from Bros, he's a crazy character. You never believe the things that he wears. And I'm not going to describe the name of the Jody Schwan restaurant that you have on your
correct.
Shirt.
Correct. I'm a walking cliche right now.
But, you know, they may be wearing one of yours today.
They could be. We do sell our shirts, by the way, folks out there. If you ever want a Rose shirt, let us know.
I don't have one of those.
We'll take care of it.
I'll have to do that.
All right.
All right.
Again, I'd like a Rose shirt, and I'd also like to know what the heck's on those nuts, because
that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's a really cool different seasoning I've never tasted before.
Well, that's probably the truffle oil that you're tasting.
Okay, what's truffle oil?
It's oil from truffles, Rev.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, boy.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
No, really good. And
yeah.
I think there's, is there any peanuts even in there?
No, no peanuts.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. It's all good stuff, Bill.
It is. Well,
we'll be sampling those.
Well, I already am sampling them.
I know.
They're tasty.
They're awesome.
If I run out, I'll have to come see you. Look for the text. Look for all the specials at Bros. Just drop in. 332 South Phillips, but not on Monday, right?
Not on Monday. We're closed Mondays.
Right. So that's Bros to 35270.
Correct. The texting program, okay. Yep. Right. Rose to 35270.
All right.
We appreciate you taking time to be with us.
Absolutely.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something that, not quite New Orleans as far as moisture, but starting to have some impact. We'll explain with Jerry Berg from InTech when we get back.
Bursting pipes or water heater.
Your home or business can go from dry to...
Look, Mom, we have an indoor swimming pool.
In just hours. I'm Jerry Berg with InTech Water Restoration of Sioux Falls. We dry everything in your home, except the tears. We return your home to pre-flood condition. Call InTech any day, any time of the day.
Fire. Water. Mold.
Not just clean, InTechuously clean.
Personal injury accidents pit many first-time victims against experienced insurance company adjusters. If you or your family are facing those odds, you need the counsel of Tom Johnson and his legal team.
I'm Tom Johnson. We do this every day. At Johnson & Christensen Law Office, you'll not only leave the burden and confusion of all those bills and paper with us, you will leave with peace of mind that your injury claim is being handled professionally by experienced lawyers. Don't settle early. Remember, the adjuster is loyal to the insurance company. Visit SiouxFallsLaw.com or call 335-1778. We are the trusted place you can turn to.
Let Tom Johnson speak for you. He knows the law and will represent you, not the insurance company. Tom Johnson has 35 years of experience. When the decision is made on the value of your injury or damages, you need Johnson & Christensen Law. Call 335-1778 or go to SiouxFallsLaw.com.
Nordstrom's Under the Hood, Thursday mornings 9 to 11. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. Jerry Berg is in the house. Of course, he is the captain and the owner of the InTech team. Been quite the weekend as far as the storm is concerned. Just an email I was sharing with you, the Real Estate Association of Sioux Empire on 57th, sump pump didn't function over the weekend, and I would guess they're not alone.
Not even close. I mean, we've got many, many people that we're trying to accommodate that we did accommodate on Saturday and Sunday, and obviously we had to let our fathers go home Sunday afternoon to enjoy at least part of the day, but we got them back in early this morning, and they're hard after it, and I think we must have 7 or 8 crews out extracting water, trying to check the jobs and get the baseboard pulled and, you know, all the things that go along with drying out a basement. So we're very busy.
Well, and the water table right now has got to be as high as we've seen it in a long time. We're going to hear in the next hour the climatologist statewide that is saying that, forget any of the drought talk that we had, things are really wet right now. A little more rain, as they're talking about today, could make it even tougher.
You just look on NOAA radar, you know, which gives you the radar down in Nebraska, and there's a pretty good storm headed this way. So whether or not it makes it, but you're correct. I mean, on the south side of town, I have my sister, and she got 8 inches of rain. Me on the east side, I had 4 inches. My mother and Renner had 6.5. So it was a varied amount, and wherever there was heavy water setting, which you know, unless you're on a hill where it drained away quickly, I mean, it's inevitable that it's going to make your basement. So you better make sure that your sump's working.
Jerry Berg from InTech, you're saying, why InTech? Well, you're the biggest in the state. You have provided service all over this region. And people have to call you over and over again and don't mind doing it. It's not a pleasure to pick up the phone and call, but it is a pleasure knowing you got a professional.
And we appreciate the business. Our people are trained. They work hard. I mean, obviously, you can only do so many at a time, but it's just kind of we keep working towards an end and helping people with just information, if that's all we can afford them at the moment, on what they need to do and how they need to go forward with getting their place dried out and getting some semblance of order back in your life, because once you've had water in your house, it just takes you apart. So
my guess is we have people out there listening to us that have flooding today that maybe haven't figured out what to do. How would they call InTech? How would they get in line?
Well, 334-9716 or 1-800-456-5004. So my main number is 334-9716. And then if you are 800 number is 1-800-456-5004. Or just your cell phone will get you right to us.
Sump pumps, they are... I had somebody in the building here today saying, we've never heard our sump pump until this weekend. They wouldn't know if it was running or not. Is there a way to check it to make sure things are working?
Well, you could pour a bucket of water down in there and hold the float up. I mean, because a bucket of water isn't going to necessarily fill that hole, because it's a 15 or 20 gallon hole usually. But fill it up enough so that, and then hold your float up and let it pump out just to make sure it's working. One of the guys that had called us had put a new sump in, but he had never gotten rid of his old one. So that's sitting on the shelf and he's out of town. So he calls us in a panic because a neighbor said his basement's full of water. And we went over there and pulled the old sump, happens to be the new one. So we took the new one out and put the old one in, and the old one worked like a champ. And he thought it had quit working. He just hadn't had time to throw it away yet. So the moral of the story is you got to try and make sure they're working. And if you run into problems, you need to have that second one available, because it's going to be too late if you have to run to Menards or Ace or, you know, one of the box stores to try and find one.
Jerry Berg from InTech, water is only one problem. Actually, what else have you been running into?
Oh, boy. There's a lot of mold. I mean, just because things have been wet and they hadn't realized it all winter long, and now they're, you know, doing what they do and finding mold, as far as in whether it's lake homes or just in a basement that you just weren't down there much this winter. Another one is there's been a tremendous amount of different kinds of fires and smoke damage. So that's something that's most of the time not heard on the news. So consequently, they just kind of come and go, but we're busy with that. There's been several times recently where roofers have left tar paper off of roofs, or it's managed to blow enough of the shingles off so a heavy rain inundates the ceiling, insulation gets wet, the whole thing caves in on whatever is below. I mean, so there's plenty of things going on for a emergency restoration company.
InTech, InTek. I can read it right on his shirt. But if you need information, you have a website, you have phone numbers, and if you had one that didn't work, can you call in the middle of the night? When do you call?
Well, we have somebody answering the phone 24 hours. I know a couple people have said that they didn't get the phone answered, but by the same token, if you're the one on the line talking to my person in the middle of the night, you just need to be patient and call him back, or her, whoever happens to be answering it, because it's tough to put somebody on hold on a cell phone. So, give us a call. We have been dispatching people since early this morning on jobs. And anyway, we haven't run out of drying equipment yet. So unless we get a lot of rain and we have to bring some in from a rental company or buy some more, you know, we're good to go.
Jerry Berg from InTech, and I've been at functions with Jerry that people will come up and say, your people took care of us. And that makes me feel good when you're on the show. We're talking about you helping people, and people come back and say, oh, yeah, Jerry and InTech helped us.
Well, as I've said before, I'm only as good as my weakest link. My employees are everything to me. I try and praise them and be grateful for their assistance. It's not them working for me. It's me trying to put together a life for them. But anyway, we do go out and do everything in our power to make whatever tragedy or trauma you're suffering less tragic. So give us a call, 334-9716.
We're in our last minute. Let's kind of do a wrap on what people should do. They can call you at any time, 24 hours a day, correct?
Right. If you have water in your basement, and depending on how much it is, I mean, the first thing you need to do is start moving your contents out of the water. If it's floating your carpet, obviously you need to figure out why and either get your sump running or get the drain working. If it's just moisture coming in around the walls, pull everything away from that and pull the carpet back and get some fans on it. That's less serious than most people are suffering. And, I mean, call us if you have some questions. We'll be glad to fill you in on what your next step would be.
And if you don't get an immediate answer, remember, they may be on the phone with somebody like you. And if you were on the phone with them, you wouldn't want them to say, hold on a minute while I talk to somebody else. So just keep calling. Be persistent. Make sure you're covered.
We try and get every phone call, or if you leave a message, we'll call you back. But don't despair. I mean, it's not that we're not answering the phone or somebody's falling asleep at the switch. We'll be there for you.
And again, you have 100 and some employees. You've been around for a long period of time. InTech is who people first think of.
And I greatly appreciate it.
Jerry Berg from InTech, nice to have you back with us today. We'll talk again soon. Maybe we need to get an update again in the next week or so.
We can do that.
What you got, and we'll have you back. But make sure to contact InTech if you have any questions.
Thank you.
Jerry, thank you. When we get back, we're going to talk water, water that maybe you can drink, that be nice to have someplace that's cordless with your water needs. That follows Fox Business News on the Half Hour. Kinetico, official water. If it's your business, and it should be the official water of our Midwest area. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, Bill.
The agreeing party to what you just heard is Julian Edwards from Kinetico. You know, we've had some power outages. We've had storms. We just had Jerry Berg that was on talking about all the water issues. And we start talking about the Kinetico system actually doesn't need a cord. So those people are saying, we don't have any water. Obviously, they don't have Kinetico.
That's correct. With the electric water softeners, a lot of people don't realize that when you lose power, even if it's just for a few seconds, you really need to remember to go downstairs and reprogram that all the settings in that system. But when you have Kinetico, and we offer the state-of-the-art technology, so that means you don't use electricity to operate any of our water softeners. So you don't have any timers, no computers, no batteries, no electricity, just great soft water 24 hours a day.
Now, that all makes sense to me, but let's give some examples this morning of some of the different needs that might fit. Because you're always talking about, you're based on customer needs.
We are. Customer Kinetico, actually, we take our customers, we test their water. We want to make sure to recommend the proper equipment that they're going to need for their home. And everybody has different concerns these days. Some of them even have like a chlorine. They're worried about the chlorine, or in Sioux Falls, we use chloramines. Some are more concerned with fluoride and the amounts of fluoride in our water. So there's all kinds of variations of water and what can be in the water and with people's concerns. So Kinetico can just really take a system and customize that for what the customer's really needing and for their water concerns.
Kinetico softeners. I have people that move into the area and saying, do we need soft water in the South Dakota area? area around Sioux Falls.
Yes, everybody should have a softener in approximately 150-mile radius of Sioux Falls. That's what I usually, that's what we travel. And I have not tested any soft water yet. And I've been up here, I'm in my 11th year. So most of the time, according to the Water Quality Association, if you have grains of hardness over 10.5, that is considered extremely hard. And I have not had anything below 15 in this area. So most of it all does vary around 20 to 30.
Julian Edwards from Connecticut. One of the things that I always joke with her about, she brings in water, and sometimes she remembers to put it in so that I've got the ice with that water. You know, I'm one-stop shop. Got to have ice with my water.
You are.
She took good care of me this morning. How do people reach you at Connecticut?
They can give me a call at 339-3434, or they can visit our website at ConnecticutSiouxFalls.com.
Let's mention a specific, the K5 filtration system. Why is that important?
Well, with the K5, we came out with that about 4 or 5 years ago. And what we really wanted to do is we wanted to be able to customize that specifically if customers had a special needs. So, for instance, how we have set the K5 up, if you wanted to add some of the minerals back into your water, you can certainly do that with one of our filters. We also have, if someone has high nitrates in their water, we can certainly put in an additional filter to take care of that, those concerns. And we have a few others that are available as well. But we like that because it's flexible, and we can really then customize it for that customer.
All right. One of the notes, and you and I are working on some new messages that we're sharing with commercial. And I looked at this, and I think you probably had it, but I'm getting older. Sometimes I forget. Imagine that. Connecticut is hard to live without. Do you kind of have a story or two people that thought, well, you know, maybe I don't need that?
Well, yes, we have. People that have had Connecticut for a long time, and then, for instance, maybe they'll sell their home, and they'll just leave the Connecticut system with that home, and they move into their new home, and they, one or the other spouse, go off, and they buy a brand X, and they put it in their home, and all of a sudden, one of them isn't real happy with the outcome of that system. Pretty soon I'll see them at a trade show or in the mall someplace, and they'll say, could you come over and test our water and look at what we have? I'm not happy with the water that we have. And so, you know, I'll get there. And you know, they have basically left the good Connecticut behind, and now they're going to reinvest and purchase the Connecticut system because you really can't beat it. 24 hours a day giving the good soft water, and also with our K5 drinking water system, you have nice, good water all the time. You don't have to worry about it. It's basically peace of mind is what you have.
Julian Edwards from Connecticut. You do not only residential, but you have businesses that have spoken up in this show and said, Julian took care of us.
We do. We do a lot of restaurants. We hotels. We have nursing homes, the assisted living is some of them I can think of. But really, we have all different types of systems, and we can basically size our equipment for any kind of a need that would be in the either commercial industry or the residential.
All right. Question I've been asked, and I always ask the most asked question you get, okay? I've been asked a couple of times, not only about Connecticut water, but any bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
That loses value after 2 months, 6 months, or is once you have water that is bottled, you can drink it indefinitely?
Well, there's a few concerns about that, especially in the summertime, because water shouldn't really sit as it travels to the different locations. It also depends on what type of plastic they are using. Some of the plastics that they are using is very toxic. And if you let the heat and the plastic together, you can not have a good It's just not healthy. Let's put it that way.
So people are traveling right now. The temperatures are in the 80s, so it's not as much a time as the temperature, the exposure with heat that we've had. So if people on a camping trip, what would be the smartest thing to do with a Kinetico or with any bottled water that they would have?
I would say just keep a little ice in the cooler. It doesn't have to be ice cold, but just keep it chilled. Because then you're going to know you're not going to get any of the toxins off of the plastics. And Kinetico, I know for a fact, uses the good plastic, so I don't have to worry about it. But there are so many companies that do not. And, you know, I'm amazed at all the people that pick up all this water out of these places, and they really don't even know where it's coming from. I mean, they could have turned on the faucet and filled it up in the back room. You don't know that. So that's why we say have a good Kinetico system installed. Then you can take the water with you. You don't have to rely on the quality that you're going to get at the store.
Learn something today. I learn something with you all the time. It's my turn to ask you. Most asked question that you're getting in all your travels, and I know you've been on the road.
Yes, I'm on the road a lot these days. Basically, I'm getting a lot of questions about fluoride. And I know there's a lot of pros and cons, especially with parents with younger children. But if you really get into and read the health statistics on fluoride, you will not want fluoride in your water, whether you have young children or not. You take your children to the dentist to get those fluoride treatments, and that's where they should get that fluoride, not from the water filtrating all through your organs in your body.
Julian Edwards from Kinetico. Contact information again, because people need to find it, and they need maybe to even ask you about when to toss the water.
Yeah, there you go. They can reach me at 339-3434 or visit our website at KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
And it's Kinetico.
It's Kinetico.
And you heard that a time or two when you went to Des Moines to listen to the conference.
Yes, I did.
With our commercials. Julian Edwards from Kinetico. Got any water questions? If you're sitting there right now and you've got water issues, maybe you'd better give Julian a call or go online to the website, which is?
KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
Very simple. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Bill.
When we come back, we're going to talk agriculture, which is leading up to our 10 o'clock hour. Today, our 700th show.
I wish I'd done this sooner.
Hi, I'm Donna from Stanford Hearing Aids, and we hear that a lot. Recently, a new patient told us, "If I had known how easy getting used to hearing aids would be, I would have done it much sooner." At Stanford's, that's pronounced with a T, we will make every step as easy as possible. Our professional and experienced providers, Chris, Ann, and Stephanie, all have the same goal, to help you improve your hearing. Please don't wait. Your hearing is too important. Call 338-6251 to schedule your free visit or go to StanfordHearingAids.com.
Shouldn't you give the gift of great drinking water 365 days a year?
I'm Julene, and at Kinetico, we're making it even easier. We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener with a purchase of a new cordless Kinetico softener. That's right, no electricity.
Visit Kinetico, 401 South Minnesota. Call 339-3434 or go online at KineticoSiouxFalls.com. For soft water in the USA that's better for your hair, skin, or clothing,
it's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico.
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 to 11, Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Well, before we talk agriculture, I need to do a little of the business of the day, and that's to talk about my Comfort King. You know, I grew up on a farm, and it was important that I have a good night's sleep. At least that's what my folks told me then. They're still alive today. I'm blessed to have them. And when I see Father's Day, I can think about my 93-year-old dad, who's still there, can't play golf anymore, but can still beat me playing cards. But with Comfort King, we had a chance to upgrade from where we had been. The last bed we bought was when we lived in Tennessee, and we bought one from a factory in Hickory, North Carolina. But Comfort King, factory here that my wife can find right near the mall. Obviously, she could find that. We went in, tried out 8 different mattresses. She picked 2, and I said, yes, dear, yes, dear. And we were very much satisfied to pick that. But what made me even happier was she has a controller, I have a controller, and we don't have to agree. And after 40-some years, you don't always agree. Trust me. But the Comfort King with the power base, with the zero gravity, has given us a chance to get a good night's sleep. After a long day on this past weekend, I had a chance to put in the massage function and went right to sleep. If you need a good return on your investment in those 8 hours you sleep, check with Chris Larson at Comfort King. All right, just minutes away now from our 700th show, and it falls in the It's Your Agribusiness Hour, and why South Dakota has the economic driver as far as agriculture is concerned. Great to have Stan Shaw with us from Pfeiffer Implement this morning.
So, morning, Bill.
Good morning. You know, we're going to talk next hour about the growth of agriculture. We were just talking how busy you guys had been, and you said it's been something.
Yeah, we've had like I had mentioned before, we had a great spring going anyway. But now with all this rain and the changes that that has made from what May kind of looked like, yeah, it's just we've got all we can do to kind of keep things going.
One of the things that we do try to do with our agriculture message is talk to the consumers and also those that are involved in agriculture, which is what you guys do 24 hours a day.
We got it all the way around. That's right. Yeah, our customer base is pretty wide.
All right, so when we talk with those that are the farmers, what are they talking to you about these days?
Well, the biggest trick right now is for the hay guys.
The hay
trying
guys.
To figure out when they're going to when they're going to knock it down and have the timing to get it up before it's going to get wet again. So that's been a little bit of a trick. Tremendous crop out there, of course, but timing's been a little bit of an issue for those guys, especially with this first cutting.
What about the average guy that's got to have that riding lawnmower, even if his yard is 600 square feet?
Well, those guys are keeping busy right now, too. Like I said, with spring, the way it was going to start out with, a little bit cooler for temps, grass got started like it normally did. And around that Memorial weekend, it almost looked like that was going to start backing off a little bit. And then the good Lord decided to open things up around here, and now everybody's busy. If you got grass to cut, that's about an every 3-day job right now.
We got the state climatologist on next hour, and what he's telling us is the word drought won't be used the rest of the year. Do you believe that?
I would believe that, yeah. I would think we should have that one pretty well under control, at least for a while.
Stan Schall from Pfeiffer's Implement with us this morning. You guys are located where?
12th Street and Marion Road is where we're at. So right west of the interstate there. Very easy to get to.
Very easy to get to. You do have a website.
Yes, we do. Pfeiffersonline.com.
So the people that are talking to you, a lot of them going to the website. Years ago, we just had a website, and a farmer said, that for them city slickers.
Yeah, it's amazing when people come in to talk to us. You can tell right away the amount of research that they've done online because a lot of times they'll come in and start talking lingo that's sometimes even over our head. You can tell how deep they've gotten into the specs and everything on certain equipment. So there's no question. A lot of people do their research before they come in and talk to us.
A couple of 3 of the topics we were going to talk about, some compact tractors, utility vehicles, and moving equipment. Can we get into those?
Well, yeah. Basically, those 3 items are all doing very well for us right now. Compact tractors, we've got whether they're kind of a yard tractor on the farm or our acreage people that run that, anywhere from a 20 to 40 horse tractor. Very versatile. A lot of different things you can do with them. A lot of attachments available for that size of tractor. They make them both in open station and cab. Beautiful factory cabs, just like you would find on your bigger ag tractors. And that's really become the norm for most of these people is buying that cab tractor. So they got a climate-controlled environment. Even some of the guys that come in have said that, they've even had their doctors tell them, you're going to keep working out there, if you're going to keep doing that, you're going to buy a tractor with a cab or you're going to stay off of it. And so, it's always been the cab thing was more winter use, snowblower, that type of stuff when it's cold out there. But, you know, what we're finding is a lot of them are moving that way for just doing even their summer jobs. When it's hot, it's dirty, it's dusty, or even the guys that are spraying and doing that type of stuff, staying in a controlled environment just for health means.
Stan Schell from Pfeiffer's Implement. You know, people are out shopping for any of these compact tractors, any of these things that might be useful. I have to laugh when they go to a box store. And some of the things they wanted to do is to be almost play the farmer role on their own property.
Mm-hmm.
You think maybe it would make sense to go see you guys first?
Well, you know, we'll get a fair amount of them that have been over there, have been looking.
And that's not being ugly to
no,
them.
No,
But it's there's a difference in knowledge and where you've been, what you're doing.
Well, exactly. And the other thing is you can tell when those people come in, what's on their mind is not just buying that tractor or that piece of equipment that they're looking at, but knowing that they got somebody to take care of them on the backside. You know, no matter what it is, eventually you're going to need some extra parts or you're going to need a little work done to it and that type of thing. So, and especially in our area, I mean, we're kind of, you know, we're an ag community and most people have a little bit of an ag background growing up or something or know
somebody. Isn't that amazing? Everybody starts.
Right. I mean, so it's still all in that same genre. So we get a lot of people, you know, and they come in. And if, you know, if that's the product they want to buy, we'll sell it to them. It's just that they know then that if that's what they buy, they're still going to get taken care of just like everybody else that buys the upper end or higher expensive stuff.
How has your business changed?
Well, I've been there 28 years, and, you know, we were primarily an ag dealer when I started working there. And now, you know, like I said before, our customer base is so wide. So with taking on, of course, adding to the ag stuff, you know, the Bobcat skid loaders came in eventually, and they were basically an ag product, too, when they first got there. But, of course, that now they're construction end and their consumer end is so wide. And then, of course, you know, we added the Kubota line. That started moving towards acreage people and that type of thing. But they, too, now with their construction equipment, their bigger tractors, you know, we have a tractor with them up to 135 horse. So that's become a big portion of our ag line. When Deere came in, of course, you know, they've had a broad line for a long, long time. So, I mean, it just kept building the diversification that I've seen since I've worked for Pfeiffer Implement has just been amazing, amazing.
Well, I'm going to talk like everybody else. Growing up on a farm,
mm-hmm.
which we've talked about, you had the green hats and you had the red hats. Do we still have that divide today?
There's no doubt that those two are still the primaries when it comes to ag. But, you know, you have the ag coal line's has grown and kind of developed with the buyouts and so forth that they've done. So you've got the Challengers and all them that are in along with that type of line. And then with all the sideline companies that have come in, when you look at it, there's a lot of different types of product, a lot of different manufacturers, and yet they all fall in to about a 4 or 5 column category to where it fits in. So there's a lot of things to choose from, but the old staples are still there, no question about it.
And the old rivalries.
Oh, yes.
Particularly when you go to parades like weekend and T in Hartford.
Right. Yeah, especially when you start looking at vintage tractors and those types, you know, that those old bloodlines still run pretty deep, yeah.
Stan Schell from Pfeiffer's. Again, give them your contact information so they can find you. They don't want to have to go to the box store first.
Well, Pfeiffer's online for the webpage, or you can reach us here in town, 605-338-6351, and come out and see us at 12th Street and Marion Road.
Easy to find. Stan,
12th Street and Marion Road, Bill. That place, they used to be, when I was a kid, that was like the edge of town where Pfeiffer's is now. And they're still there.
No right? question, yeah. Right. Our lot was definitely out in the country before we built the store. The store out there was built in 77. And now it was, you know, before we built the retail store out there, we had a warehouse out there, but it was just a setup area. like you said, out in the country, but no longer.
I guess I dated myself there, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Oh, dear. Pfeiffer's Implement. Stan Shaw, thanks for taking time to be with us.
Pleasure being here.
When we come back, we'll talk with Valentino's one last stop before we do the Ag Hour. Stay with us.
Framley? Okay, we know it's not a real word, but it means real savings. Part friend, part family, all Framley. With Sprint's new Framley plan, the more people added, the lower your rate. Up to 10 of you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 1 gig of data for as low as $25 per month on the Sprint network. Save together and get separate bills. Go ahead, add Uncle Joe, Grandma, the dog groomer. With Sprint, who you call Framley is up to you. Happy connecting from Sprint.
For years, Hartford, South Dakota has proclaimed with Punch, we're on the edge of everything. Its citizens, community pride has put us in that position today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Nelson, owner of Hartford Salon Capella. Our business of the month is Tamman Auto and Tire, owned by Lene Redinius. Lene serves as 2014 president of the Hartford Area Chamber of Commerce. Volunteer of the month is Terry Hagen, who raised the money and provided most of the work for Hartford's new amphitheater.
Hartford has everything you need. A grocery store, professional services, great life golf, and now a wow entertainment and fireside. And Hartford has added Sideline Diesel and Repair and Carl V. Carlson's Pemcast. Jamboree Days, June 19th to the 21st. Click HartfordAreaChamber.com or call our development director for detailing.
Go ahead, Bill. It's that time again.
Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything.
The first name in news, the last word in talk. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
Well, the last stop in our 600 series of shows, Rev, is where?
Let's go to 41st and Willow, Bill. That's a pretty cool area over there.
What's there?
Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet.
Oh.
And the world's best bacon cheeseburger pizza.
Yeah, I like that. And John, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
So how was the Father's Day at Valentino's?
Well, I tell you what, we had a banging day. We did as much for brunch as we did all last year on Father's Day.
Wow.
Of course, the weather always helps, but getting the word out from you guys and some others sure helps, too.
Well, and today is Senior Monday. No leftovers. All fresh, right. Ready to roll. So what should people see when they come in there in about an hour?
Well, the first thing they're going to see is a very fresh, attractive salad bar. And we get so many compliments on this. Matter of fact, we had a family from Wisconsin that was coming through town and said they had to stop because they were hungry for a salad bar, and they happened to see our ad in the Chamber News. And they stopped specifically for the salad bar and, of course, partook of everything else and really enjoyed it when they left. But I just encourage everybody to make their mamas proud, start with a salad bar, and just taste what a really fresh salad bar tastes like.
Mm-hmm. There you are, working that salad bar on me again this morning.
Yes, trying to help
Bill,
your mom out.
Bill, you need to grow up and just have a salad, okay? Just get over it and quit whining about it every week.
You know, I've got 3 kids, 10 grandkids, and 1 great-grandchild due this week. And not one of them even mentions the word salad around me. Do you think I've trained them the wrong way, John?
Maybe so.
You're setting a terrible example for your grandkids, Bill.
Oh, I know, but they still laugh at it, and I'm glad I can laugh with them.
All right.
Yeah.
So today is Senior Day. That makes a difference.
It sure does. Everybody 55 and older gets 10% off the buffet all day here at Valentino's.
But you can still try the lasagna, the fried chicken, the pasta, the pizza, the desserts, and soups. And what am I forgetting? Oh, it's the salad bar.
There he goes again.
People from Wisconsin came in and asked for salad bar. Oh, my goodness. You must have a good salad bar.
It's the best, yeah.
We have one of the best. People tell us over and over and over. And we had so many people here yesterday for the first time and had to take the time to tell us how much they enjoyed it.
You do good work out there. The people that are around you, your family, and all of those that support, God bless them. You do good things. We'll check back with you just before the doors really get open at 11.
Thanks.
Okay.
We'll look forward to it.
Rev says, our time is up. We thank you for yours.